So you can use the mapping attribute. So to your POCO classes that are used as database models, you can add the attributes that decorate the properties of the models and that are saying which tables and table columns those objects and properties will be bound to. Another option could be not to use attributes, but to do this programmatically. So on a DB context model creation, you can define all these settings and just programmatically configure constraints and keys and mappings and all the other stuff that is needed for the efficient mapping.